man. And Bowman's had not grown enough to forget that Stansel was his little boy. Those growths sometimes never come. One day the son is looking back at his own son, wondering what happened. Bowman's resumed rubbing flakes off a mace. He sneered at himself. Thinking about relationships. This isn't like you, you old coot.
"Hey, Pop," Stance called from the kitchen. "Almost forgot. I spotted the comet last night."
A claw reached in and grabbed a handful of Bowman's guts. The comet? Couldn't be. Not already. He was not ready for it. "Nervy little bastard," Bowman spat. He and Stansel knelt in the brush, watching Menfu toss artifacts from their diggings. "I ought to break his leg. Wait here a minute. I'll circle around and cut him off when he runs." Bowman snorted. "Not worth the trouble." "It's worth it to me, Pop, just to keep the balance." "All right." Bowman's watched Menfu pop up to look around, ugly little head jerking like that of a nervous pigeon. He dropped back into the excavation. Bowman stalked forward. He drew close enough to hear the thief talking to himself.
"Oh, lovely, lovely. A stone fortune. Stone fortune. That fat little ape don't deserve it. All the time sucking up to Beesand, that creep."
"Fat little ape? You asked for it." Bowman's shed his pack and tools, got a firm grip on his spade. Menfu came up out of the pit, his arms filled. His eyes grew huge. His mouth worked soundlessly. Bowman's wound up.
"Now, Bow, don't be—"
Bowman's swung. Menfu danced, took the blow on his hip, squawked, dropped his burden, flailed the air, and toppled into the pit. He scrambled out the far side, squealing like a wounded hog. Bowman's wobbled after him, landed a mighty stroke across his behind. Menfu ran. Bowman's charged after him, spade high, yelling, "Stand still, you thieving son of a bitch! Take it like a man!" He took a last mighty swing. It missed. It flung him around. He fell, bounced back up, continued the chase, sans avenging spade. Stansel threw himself into Menfu's way. The thief put his head down and bulled through. Bowman's plowed into Stansel. Father and son rolled in a tangle of limbs. Bowman's gasped.
"What the hell? He's gone now."
He sprawled on his back, panted. Stansel started laughing.
"What's so damned funny?"
The look on his face. Bowman's sniggered. "You weren't much help." They guffawed. Finally, Bowman's gasped. "I'd better find my spade." Stansel helped his father stand. "Pop, I wish you could have seen yourself." "Glad I didn't. Lucky I didn't have a stroke." He lapsed into a fit of giggles. "You all right, Pop?"
"Sure. Just can't laugh and catch my breath at the same time. Oh, oh my. I won't be able to move again if I sit down."
"Let's go dig. That'll keep you loose. You dropped the spade around here, didn't you?"
"There it is."
The giggles haunted Bowman's all morning. He would recall Menfu's flailing retreat, and his self-control would go. "Pop," Stansel was working the far side of the pit.
"Look here. This may be why he didn't notice you coming."
Bowman's limped over, watched Stansel brush loose soil off a perfectly preserved breastplate. It was as black and shiny as rubbed ebony. An ornate